Ellery Queen. In the interest of a safer American home, a happier American community, a more united state, the American Broadcasting Company and its affiliated stations bring you Ellery Queen.
I dedicate this program to the fight against crime. Not only crimes of violence and crimes of dishonesty, but also crimes of intolerance, discrimination, and bad citizenship. Crimes against America.
The American Broadcasting Company presents another case in the career of Ellery Queen, celebrated fighter of crime. As usual, Ellery invites you to match wits with him as he relates the mystery. And before revealing the solution, he gives you a chance to solve it. Tonight, Ellery's guest armchair detective, who will represent you home armchair detectives, is the famous columnist of Daily Variety, Miss Florabelle Muir. And now, here's Ellery Queen, your host for the next half hour.
Thank you, Paul Masterson, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's case is much more Nicky's than mine. I urge everyone interested in the problem of juvenile delinquency to listen to The Three Frogs. All right, Nicky, so you decided to find a new apartment, but did you have to pick the east side, the slum?
Around this corner, Ellery.
Garbage tossed out the front window, gangs of young hoodlums. Nicky, do you know what the incidence of crime is in this neighborhood? Well, for the love of...
That three-story and basement brownstone over there, Ellery. Take it back, Mr. Q.
Oh, in space. Around the corner, and it's a very nice street.
Nothing wrong with the house, either.
You sure the place isn't haunted? There must be something wrong with it.
I'd like to see the ghost who could make me move. Thanks, Ellery.
Oh, wait, Nicky, I'll go up with you. I'd like to see that apartment.
Nothing doing. You wait till I fix it up.
Well, all right. See you tomorrow, Nicky.
Night, Ellery.
Night. Good evening.
Oh, good evening.
I believe we're neighbors. My name is Stankman, Clyde Stankman.
Oh, yes, you're on the floor above me, Mr. Stankman. My name is Nicky Porter.
How do you do? No, allow me, Miss Porter.
Oh, thank you.
You know, young women really shouldn't live in this neighborhood.
Why not, Mr. Jackson?
Too much crime. There was just a... Oh, Mr. Gazelle.
Bonsoir, monsieur.
Miss Porter, Mr. Gazelle, top floor.
Hello, Mr. Gazelle.
Enchanté, mademoiselle. Monsieur Stanklin, did you hear...
Mr. Gazelle was reporting the UN for a Paris paper, Miss Porter.
Yes.
How thrilling.
No, mademoiselle. Very dull. I'd much rather report your crime news. Monsieur... Did you hear on the radio?
That street fight 2 blocks away?
Oh, no.
Yes, Gazo, I've just been over there. Bad.
Then it is where I'm going. Water, mademoiselle.
Certainly.
Hello, it is Harry.
Was anybody hurt, Mr. Stank?
Yes. Gang of hoodlums, mere boys, started it.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'll be saying good night.
Good night, Mr. Stankton.
Good night, Miss Porter.
Now, where was that light switch again? Oh. What?
Yeah, this is a real rat, sister, so don't get no ideas.
What are you doing in my apartment?
I was in a fight. I'm on the lam from the lousy cops.
Aren't you a little young to be afraid of policemen? How old are you?
Stay where you are. 14 and no cracks.
14. And what's your name?
Frankie Clutton. And you're going to hide me out, sister, or I'll...
You're bleeding. I know it hurts, but I've got to wash some of this blood away, Frankie. There's no use fumbling around for your artillery. I've hidden it.
You... Oh... there's a trap. Sister, you call the cops and I'll... Who's that?
Yes, who there?
Police.
Cops, you call them, you...
Be quiet.
I told you, Sergeant, this is Nicky's new apartment.
Ellery.
Nicky, it's Ellery. Come on, open.
I'm getting out of here.
You're staying right here, Frankie, and keep your mouth shut. Coming, Ellery. Well, if it isn't E.Q. and Sergeant Veeley. Fine time for a visit. What's up?
All hallelujahs broke loose over on Stucker Street, Miss Porter.
I was on my way home, and I ran into the thick of it. And Veeley here.
Yeah, somebody in the back thought he saw a kid duck into the alley behind this house, Miss P.
He wouldn't be in your apartment, would he, Nicky?
A boy? Who is he? What'd he do?
Well, apparently he's done a great deal, Nicky. He's one of the ringleaders of a juvenile gang who call themselves the Frogs.
This kid is known as the Bubblegum Kid.
The Frogs pulled a big job tonight, then apparently got into a fight over the division of the spoils.
Well, what's going to happen to this boy if he's caught?
What's going to happen to him? He's going to get what's coming to him, and that's plenty.
Juvenile court and probably the reformatory.
That's going to cure him, won't it?
I know, Nicky. It's a tough problem. But what are we standing here in the hall for? As long as I'm here, Nicky.
Not till the place is fixed up.
Why, Nicky, you'll have me thinking you've got that young hoodlum in there.
Oh, go on away.
Come on, Sergeant.
All right. Good night, Miss Porter.
Good night, Sergeant.
Night, Nicky.
Night, Ellery. Well, Frankie, you still think this is a trap?
I don't get it. Hey, lady, what are you doing?
You're going to bed. Stay bed. Hold still.
You're going to undress me?
Well, you can't go to bed with your clothes on.
I'll undress myself.
All right, Frankie. But be very careful.
You going to stay in the room?
No, Frankie. Just wear my pajamas.
Put on a dame's pajamas. No soap.
Put this on, Frankie, or I put it on for you.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Hey, where are you going?
To the doctor who lives on the ground floor.
No! No, I don't get no doctor.
And then, Frankie, you and I are going to have a little talk.
Young man, you'll have to hold still.
You're killing me, Doc.
This is going to hurt.
Dr. Cordell, isn't that an awfully nasty wound?
Yes, lost a lot of blood. But I wouldn't worry, Miss Porter. These slum boys are tough.
Well, Frankie's no slum product, Doctor. He's my nephew.
Really? Oh. How did you get this knife wound, Frankie?
That's not from a knife. I was climbing a fence with glass on top. Cut me all up.
Oh, I see. He mustn't be moved, Miss Porter, and that wound has to be watched.
I'll be okay. Let me alone.
I'll watch it, Dr. Cordell. I've had some nursing experience.
Good. There, young man. How does that dressing feel?
Oh, great.
Should be changed every 12 hours, Miss Porter, and watch his temperature.
Yes, Doctor. What do I owe you?
Well, since we're neighbors, Miss Porter, I'll send you a bill. I'll take a look in on him tomorrow. Good night.
Good night, Doctor, and thank you. Well, that's over. Feel better?
He made me nervous. Hey, what are you doing?
Just tucking you in.
That little guy don't look like no real doctor anyway. He looks more like a toad all hunched over.
Frankie, we don't talk about other people's physical defects. Not Dr. Cordell's fault that he has a hunchback. And it's to his credit that he was able to overcome his handicap.
Handicap?
Everyone has some handicap to overcome. Some of us have to overcome the way we started out in life.
Like me, you mean? I'm doing okay.
There you are. Frankie, I think we ought to let your father and mother know where you are, don't you?
My who? Hey, what do you think I am, a Boy Scout?
No, Frankie. I don't think you're a Boy Scout. You're not man enough to be one.
Say, listen, baby.
The name is Miss Porter, Frankie. Don't you have any parents?
Ah, sure. Sure, my old man's doing a stretch and stir, and my old lady, I don't know where she is. Ain't seen her for 2 years.
I see. And where do you live, Frankie?
Oh, around. We Frogs got a clubhouse, kinda. I sleep there on the floor most of the time. Hey, this bed is the nuts.
Frogs?
Yeah, my gang. The big shot who organized it calls himself the Frog, and we...
Yes, Frankie? Go on, I'm interested.
I made it all up. Hey, where are you going to sleep?
In my bedroom there. Now, you'd better get some rest.
Wait a second. Why are you doing all this for me? What's your angle?
Angle? Frankie, not everyone has an angle.
Oh, no. I suppose you're doing this because you like me, huh?
That's one reason.
Huh?
Another is that everybody talks about helping boys like you, but very few actually do.
Nobody's got to do nothing for me.
Frankie, I'd like you to talk to that man who was here a while ago, the one I called Ellery.
Yeah? What for? Who is he?
Ellery Queen.
Ellery Queen? That cop loving... I knew this was a trap.
Frankie, no.
I want out. Let go of me.
No, Frankie.
Go. So bushed, I can't even get away from a lousy dame.
You're staying right here till you get well.
This Queen will sick the cops on me.
No, Frankie, he'll help you.
His old man's a cop. He's got cop blood. I hate every lousy cop that ever
Frankie,
was...
Frankie, suppose I promise not to tell Mr. Queen about you till you say the word. How's that?
Okay.
It's a deal. Now, I'm going to turn the light off.
Say, Miss Porter.
Yes, Frankie?
I'm sorry I called you a lousy dame. Night.
Good night, Frankie.
We've got to find that bubblegum kid. We've got to.
Yeah, Inspector.
No, boo, Dad. Take it easy.
Inspector, why is this boy so important?
Because, Nicky, I think he knows who the frog is. The adult who organized the kid gang and directs their operations.
Oh, you make him talk, Inspector?
We've got to break the back of this gang. Believe, the boy is hiding out around Stucker Street somewhere. You get down there and don't come back till you find him.
Yes, sir. Let's see. I think we've been trying, but don't find him.
Go on, you two. Go home.
Inspector.
What, Nicky?
Why do these boys hate policemen so?
Because they're on the street and they figure the officer's there to spoil their fun, Nicky.
Fear, Nicky. Hate is made by fear.
Any cop worth his salt knows he's got to sell the kids on the idea that he's their friend, which he is. But they learn to obey the rules the way they've got to when they grow up.
Look at the way they have to grow up, Inspector.
I know, Nicky, but after all, we're only cops. We can't change social conditions. That's a job for everybody. And I got to report to the boss. Night.
Night, Inspector.
Night, Dad.
Well...
Nicky, why this sudden interest in Slim Kid?
Oh, just generally. Ellery, I've got to get on home.
Oh, sure, I'll take you.
Well, don't bother.
No bother at all. I'd like to. Come on.
Ellery, no.
What's the matter, Nicky? Isn't your apartment fixed up yet?
Well, not entirely.
Or don't you want me to see the boy you're hiding out?
How'd you know?
I didn't. You just told me.
Ellery, he's only 14 years old. His father's in prison and his mother's...
Nicky, the boy's broken the law.
I know, but Ellery, he's just a child and he's hurt.
Oh. But, Nicky, if he can put the finger on this man they call the frog...
Frank, he doesn't know who he is. Ellery, he doesn't.
Nicky,
tell you, he doesn't. He sends them messages. They've never seen him. That's what Frankie says, and I believe him. But even if he's lying, to turn him over to the police now... Ellery, I want to show him that not everyone's an enemy, that there are decent people in this world. People who... We'll give him what he's never had, love. And I'm doing it, Ellery. I'm getting somewhere. He's fighting me, but he's losing. Let me have him for just a little while longer, won't you? Please, please.
Nicky, if Dad ever finds out about this, you'll have to hide me out, too.
Take a look at yourself in the mirror, Frankie.
Am I sharp? Say, Aunt Nicky, this suit must have set you back plenty of moolah.
Oh, never mind that. You're sure you feel well enough, Frankie?
In the pink.
Then, come on.
Well, where are we going? What's the mystery?
Well, Frankie...
Come on, then. Good evening, Miss Porter.
Oh, hello.
And this is the nephew, Miss Porter?
Yes, Mr. Gazzo. This is Frankie.
Very nice-looking boy. Hello.
Hiya.
Hello?
And Mr. Stanton.
Mr. Who?
This boy looks familiar to me.
Let's get a move on, huh, Nicky?
Oh, yes, Frankie. Nice to see you both.
Good evening, Mr. Very familiar.
Here you are.
Why, Frankie, you remembered the door. Thank you.
Say, Aunt Nicky, who's that little Frenchman? What's his racket?
Why, little Mr. Gazzo is a reporter for a French newspaper.
Oh. And, who is that great big tall old guy?
Mr. Tanklin? Another neighbor, apartment over mine. They say he has a strong box full of bonds in his...
Yeah?
Nothing. Nothing, Frankie.
You scared I'd crack his box, swipe the bond?
Would you?
You wouldn't like it, would you?
No, Frankie, I wouldn't.
That's what I thought. Stealing is for suckers. Say, where are we going, Aunt Nicky?
To the subway, to Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
I have a niece there, Frankie. She's in junior high. I want you two to meet.
A girl?
I'm nothing doing.
I think, Frankie, you'll find Ivy a little different from the girls you've known.
Oh. Not a tough babe, huh?
No, Frankie. I thought maybe you'd like to take Ivy and me out to movies tonight. She's terribly anxious to meet you.
She is. Huh. Sounds okay? Yeah.
Not so fast.
Hey, could you let me have a dime?
Oh, sure, Frankie. What for?
I feel like I'd like to have some bubble gum.
Oh, you walk so fast, Frankie. I sit down here on the stoop. Catch my breath.
But why won't you tell me what Ivy said, Aunt Nikki?
He might get a swelled head.
You mean she liked me?
She couldn't get over you being only 14. Of course, Ivy goes for the tall, lanky type anyway.
Well, what'd she say? What'd she say?
She said you look and act like a great big man. At least 17.
You're kidding.
No. How'd you like her, Frankie?
Oh, she's solid. I never met a girl like that before. Say, Aunt Nikki.
Yes, dear?
How soon can you fix it for me to meet Mr. Queen?
Frankie.
I just want to... Hey, you kissed me.
Here, Frankie, take Mikey. Go into the house. Wait for me.
But where are you going, Aunt Nikki?
To phone Ellery. So I ran over to the drugstore to call you, Ellery. Isn't it wonderful? I've won.
But kid must have good stuff.
Oh, he has, Ellery. He just never had a chance before, that's all. Ellery, couldn't we send him away to school? I pay my share. I can't swing it all along.
I want to talk to him first, Nikki.
Oh, well, of course.
As a matter of fact, I was just coming over to your place anyway with Dad.
With the inspector? Ellery, what's the matter? Something's wrong. Does he know about Frankie?
No, it's something else. Dad, talk to Nikki. All right, Nikki.
What is it, Inspector?
Vili just came up with a report.
The sergeant?
He found out something important. Vili.
Yes, Sergeant.
You know this Fagan calls himself the Frog or runs that kid gang?
Yes.
Well, I just got one of the kids to open up. He don't know who the Frog is, but he does know where he lives.
Where, Sergeant?
In your house, Miss Porter.
My house?
Yeah, in one of those apartments, really. Jimmy. Well, I'm okay.
Nikki, you'd better not go back there. There may be fireworks, understand?
Yes, sir.
Dad, don't hang up. Oh, okay, son. Really? Come on. Vicki.
Yes, Ellery.
Wait for me downstairs, Dad.
Yes, Ellery.
Take him to the Y, Nikki. Park him there and come back. Quick, before we get there.
Right. Mr. Gazelle, Dr. Cordle.
Oh, here's Miss Porter.
Mademoiselle.
Oh, what's the matter? Frankie! He's hurt. He's bleeding. It's his head, Doctor. Dr. Cordle.
Mr. Gazelle, just called me, Miss Porter. I just got here.
Mr. Gazelle.
I was going out for a newspaper, mademoiselle. I stumbled over your nephew. He was lying here in the hall, bleeding, unconscious.
Doctor, how is he?
Oh, bad blow on the head. Doesn't seem to be concussive, but... Mr. Gazelle, let me lift him. He's so big.
Yes, sir.
Here, let me help you. Hey, oh, I'm so soon after...
Easy.
Isn't that Mr. Stanklin, I believe.
Mr. Stanklin, what's the matter?
My bonds, my life savings, my bonds. I've been robbed.
Nikki.
Now look, Miss Porter.
Don't talk to me, any of you.
Nikki, in the first place, that boy is the bubblegum kid we've been looking for.
I've been looking for, when all the time she had
a... I'm sorry, Sergeant. He was hurt. I had to give him his chance.
And look what he did with it.
Shut up, Vili.
In the second place, we found a wad of bubblegum stuck to Stanklin's strongbox.
And it's got the print of the kid's right forefinger smack on it. Clear as a picture.
Nikki, I'm sorry.
I suppose Frankie hit himself over the head.
Yes. The 3-pound scale weight we found near him with blood on it was made to order for a fake. All he had to do, Nikki, was hold it high over his head and let it drop.
And his prints are on that.
Fantastic.
Dad.
What, Sal?
This could be a frame-up, you know.
Yes, that's what it is. It's a frame-up.
We now know the man whom they call the Frog, the brains of the gang, lives in this house. Then he's seen Frankie here, and he's realized Nicky was rehabilitating him. He'd want to make Frankie an example, so that the kid still in the gang would be held in line. So he knocks out Frankie, presses Frankie's right forefinger into the bubble gum, robs Stanklin's strong box, and leaves the gum on the box.
And I'm Uncle Don.
And that's just what happened.
Yeah? Didn't we find traces of bubble gum on the kid's right forefinger?
Of course you did, Sergeant. He was fine.
Wait a minute, Nicky. Were traces of gum found anywhere else on Frankie, Dad?
No, son. Just on his right forefinger. Why?
I want to talk to Frankie.
So do I.
Oh, don't get him excited, please. Maybe he's still too weak. Doctor.
Oh, hello there.
Frankie's not well enough to be questioned yet, is he, Dr. Cordell?
Oh, I think so, Miss Porter.
Oh.
Even though the blow was directly on top of his head, he's made a fine recovery.
Frankie. Frankie, I'm sorry you two had to meet this way, but this is Ellery Queen. Hi, Mr. Queen.
Hello, Frankie. Well, fella, it looks as if you're in a jam.
Yeah. Yeah, they told me. But I didn't do it, Mr. Queen.
Frankie, how'd you get that crack on the skull?
Well, while Miss Porter was phoning, somebody knocked on the door. And I open it, and there's nobody there. I go out in the hall, and wham. And that's all I remember.
Hit from behind, huh?
Yeah. And somebody was laying for me, Mr. Queen.
Frankie.
Huh?
Frankie, who's the frog?
I don't know.
Hey, somebody lives in this house, kid. Now, who is he?
I don't know, I tell you. Let me alone, you lousy... Frankie. I'm sorry, Aunt Nicky. Cops are my friends, huh? Can't you see he's telling the truth? The fog is... Mr. Gazzo or Dr. Caudill here.
I beg your pardon.
Well, you could be, Doctor. Or maybe it's all Stanton himself. Stole his own bonds or something, but Frankie had nothing to do with it.
I'm sorry, Nicky, but I'm going to have...
Now, son.
Deb... I can clear the whole thing up for you.
There he goes again.
I can't help that, Sergeant, but now I know who the frog is and all the rest of it. Gentlemen, you have the mystery. Now, suppose you home armchair detectives and our guest in the studio compare solutions. Nicky?
Certainly, Ellery. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Miss Flora Del Muir, famous columnist of Daily Variety, the Entertainment World trade publication, and also West Coast correspondent for the New York Daily News.
Welcome to the armchair, Miss Muir. Well, you shouldn't have too much trouble solving this case tonight. If memory serves, you've had a great deal of experience covering criminal cases as a newspaper woman.
Well, Ellery, you're correct on one thing. I have had plenty of occasions to write about actual murder cases. But when it comes to something like your thriller tonight, well, that's another story. I'm not too much on the actual solving end of the mystery.
Oh, but you're just being modest, Miss Muir. Now, suppose we get down to the business at hand. Tell us, who is the frog and who stole the bonds?
I think the Frenchman is the frog because... That's the name we apply to Frenchmen. He probably might have taken it for that reason.
I see. Yes, many people do use that term. What is your reason for selecting him as the guilty party?
Well, he doesn't seem to have any real connection anywhere. He seems to be running around interesting himself in crime of one sort and another. He seems to have some sort of a connection with Stangler or attempting to get acquainted with Stangler, probably, to find out whether Stangler had any bonds or not, or any money.
Thank you very much, Flora Del Muir. We'll find out in just a moment if your solution is correct. Now, here's Paul Masterson.
The economic and political upheavals this country is experiencing now as a result of the war provides fertile ground for those who sow the seeds of racial and religious prejudice. Either through ignorance or indifference, many Americans these days are using the old scapegoat technique of blaming all modern-day difficulties on racial, religious, and other minority groups. Straighten out your friends who slander a whole group because of one petty personal dislike. Encourage respect of minority religions and races. Keep America great by promoting the racial and religious freedom that made it great.
First, Frankie didn't steal those bonds.
Frankie?
See what I tell you.
It's purely a matter of bubblegum technique. The print of Frankie's forefinger was found on the gum stuck to the old man's strongbox. Traces of gum were found on Frankie's forefinger and nowhere else.
Watch a kid remove a wad of gum from his mouth. You'll find that he uses two fingers, his forefinger and his thumb. No trace of gum on Frankie's thumb, no thumbprint on the gum. Frankie never took that gum out of his mouth. Someone else did and pressed Frankie's forefinger into it. A frame-up, as Nicky said.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think of that?
It looks as if we figured you all wrong, Frankie. Maybe, Lynn?
Sure does.
It's okay.
Second, who's the fraud? Somebody living in this house. Now, aside from Nicky, who lives here? Dr. Cordell?
The frog. The frog. Hey, remember Aunt Nicky? I said the doc looked like a Frank.
It's all right. It doesn't bother me. And he's a child. But believe me, gentlemen, I'm not this man they call the frog.
Hey, wait a minute. Frog. The Frenchman. That's a slang word for Frenchman.
Yes, and as nasty a word, Sergeant, as kike, nigger, wop, polack, or any of the other insulting terms some people use to assert their purely imaginary superiority over their fellow citizens.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way, Maestro. I just meant...
Frog. Franklin. His voice. That frog in his throat.
I think we can arrive at the frog by a more satisfactory route, Dad.
Oh.
What do we know the frog did? He struck Vili directly on the top of a head. But Frankie is tall. Dr. Cordell is small. Monsieur Gazot has been described as the little Frenchman. But what about Stanklin? A big, tall man. Only Stanklin was tall enough, of the three possibilities, to strike the top of Frankie's head. Stanklin framed Frankie. Stanklin is the frog.
I think, Billy, we'll go upstairs and interview Mr. Stanklin.
Let me at him.
Thanks, Mr. Queen.
Frankie, this time I didn't have to remind you.
Boy, that was something. That was okay.
Ellery, will he have to go to court? I mean, those other charges?
I don't think we'll have much trouble in persuading the judge that Frankie deserves a chance, Nicky. He'll be put on probation in his Aunt Nicky's custody and mine.
Gee, don't start bawling. Please, Aunt Nicky. It makes a guy want to bawl himself.
Oh, now listen, please. For heaven's sake. You'll have me doing it in a minute. Nicky, will you cut that out? Frankie, come on. Come on. And there, ladies and gentlemen, you have the solution to our mystery. Thank you, Miss Floribel Muir, for serving as our guest armchair detective this evening. As mementos of the occasion, I have for you a copy of my latest mystery anthology, The Queen's Awards, 1947, and a subscription to Ellery Queen's Mystery Magazine. Oh, Paul.
And what's for next week, Ellery?
Well, Paul, next week... Oh, by the way, are you interested in cards?
Cards? You mean bridge, poker, and such?
Well, I... Well, it isn't about cards, Paul. Even though I call it... One Diamond. This is Ellery Queen saying goodnight until next week and enlisting all Americans every night and every day in the fight against bad citizenship, bigotry, and discrimination, the crimes which are weakening America.